And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of April, 2025. Today is listed as International Bird Day and is the first day of Be Kind to Spiders Week. So let's enjoy our wonderful local birds and be kind to any spiders we may see. April 1st is also National Sourdough Bread Day. Sourdough bread contains iron, calcium, vitamin B1, B6, B12, folate, zinc, potassium, thiamine, niacin, riboflavin, selenium, manganese, magnesium, phosphorus, and vitamin E. Sourdough bread maintains many of the original nutrients that are processed out of other kinds of bread. It is easy to digest because the bacteria yeast composition will start to break down the starches found in the grains before it even reaches your stomach. That means there is less work to be done, making it much easier on your gut. Sourdough has a lower glycemic index compared to many other types of bread. Sourdough is fermented in a way that depletes bad starches within it. This means that it won't cause your blood sugar to rise dramatically upon eating it. Sourdough bread is fermented in a way that fosters more beneficial bacteria in your body when you eat it. And sourdough bread contains acetic acid, which naturally prevents the growth of mold. It naturally preserves itself, meaning that toxic preservatives are not required to make it last. The publication of The Inner World of Farmed Animals, Their Amazing Social, Emotional, and Intellectual Capacities by Amy Hatkoff was on this day in 2009. Chickens can count. Pigs are smarter than poodles. Cows form close friendships. Turkeys know one another by their voices. And sheep recognize faces of other sheep and of people. Far from lacking thoughts and feelings, barnyard creatures demonstrate sophisticated problem-solving abilities, possess rich social lives, and feel a wide range of emotions. In other words, they're much like humans in countless ways. And like us, they suffer physical pain and mental anguish. Soulful photographs of cows, goats, lambs, and other barnyard animals complement the text. Moving stories of Alice, a doting and dancing turkey, Hope and Johnny, two loving pigs, and Olivia, a goat with a wonderful personality, woven in with the latest scientific research, make it clear that the easiest way for us to increase our compassion footprint is to appreciate animals for who they are, amazing individuals who care deeply about what happens to them. The publication of the World Peace Diet 10th Anniversary Edition, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony by Will Tuttle, PhD, was on this day in 2016. The 10th Anniversary Edition of the best-selling World Peace Diet includes a new preface, new resources, and a study guide. The book presents the outlines of a more empowering understanding of our world based on comprehending the far-reaching implications of our food choices. Tuttle offers a set of universal principles for all people of conscience to show how we as a species can move our consciousness forward. After completing his PhD at Berkeley, Tuttle created several wellness and advocacy training programs. A former Zen monk, he has created 8 albums of uplifting original piano music. The co-founder of Circle of Compassion, he is a frequent radio, television, and online contributor, and he presents lectures, workshops, and concerts worldwide with his spouse, Madeline, a Swiss artist. And the publication of Oppressive Liberation, Sexism in Animal Activism, by Lisa Kemmerer was on this day in 2023. While explicitly set against a backdrop of sexism in social justice activism more generally, this book exposes causes, pervasiveness, harms, and possible directions for change with regard to sexism and male privilege in the animal activist movement. In various places throughout the text, Kemmerer refocuses on the interface of sexism and speciesism. While the book focuses specifically on animal activism, the end goal of the book is total liberation, an end to all forms of privilege and marginalization. And here's a poem for today, April, by Sarah Teasdale. The roofs are shining from the rain. The sparrows twitter as they fly, and with a windy April grace, the little clouds go by. Yet the backyards are bare and brown, with only one unchanging tree. I could not be so sure of spring, save that it sings in me. April by Sarah Teasdale. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that our end goal is total liberation, an end to all forms of privilege and marginalization.